New technology is paving the way towards a totally cashless future. Electronic money transfers between banks will soon be finalised in less than a minute. Adrian Loveney, chief executive of the New Payments Platform, an initiative set up by Australian banks to build the technology, says funds will arrive in the recipient's bank in as little as 30 seconds.
We're putting in place a new system which will sit alongside the old system, which will make payments move instantly between bank accounts, and that'll happen 24/7, 365.
Under the new system, customers will be able to transfer money between two separate financial institutions in real time. The new payment platform system acts like a secure network between two separate banks, for example, National Australia Bank and Commonwealth Bank. Mr. Loveney says the new technology will allow messages to be sent in real time, which allows funds to be sent instantly.
So the current system that we're using today is about 50 years old, and it was designed around the principle of tape exchanges. And transactions were stored until a certain time, and then physically those transactions moved in a batch to the receiver's bank. And we're speeding that process up so it's instantaneous settlement. So it meets the needs of consumers in today's digital economy.
Currently, the funds go through a lengthy settlement process overseen by the Reserve Bank. Transferring money from one financial institution to another can take between 2 to 5 days. Associate Professor of Finance Eliza Wu from the University of Sydney says it's a strategic move from the banks.
There's been a decline in the use of ATMs to withdraw cash anyway. So it's a small saving in order to win some brownie points back with their financial consumers.
The new technology has also raised security concerns. Banks are ensuring they're doing extra to protect their customers from fraud. While some finance experts are predicting a cashless society by 2020, Professor Wu believes cash will still be in the wallets of some.
For the reason that cash is still preferred to be used by certain segments of the population, particularly the older generation. But the use of electronic payment methods, those tap-and-go cards and credit and debit cards, that's highly preferred by particularly people in their 30s and 40s and, of course, the younger people. But in the older generations, they would still prefer to use cash for a lot of their transactions.
The changes take effect next year.